Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope your week is going well. I hope you, your family, your friends, everyone is staying strong and staying healthy right now. And I gotta ask, how is your week going? Because, you know, for many people, this is the first full week that they have worked since the holidays. And, you know, remember all of those, hey, we'll circle back in January lies that you told? Well, those bad boys are coming home to roost now, aren't they? Hey, I hope your week is going well. And I hope that you don't have too many of those painful conversations to endure. Hey, before we jump in this week, don't forget to stop by DailyDoseSports.com every week. We have new articles that go up. We have links to the podcast. We have links to the YouTube videos. We have some great information over there. We have some high school pictures of me over there. And yes, we have Daily Dose gear. You need a new t-shirt. Maybe you need a new sweatshirt or a new hoodie. We do have a full selection of Daily Dose stuff over there. We have it in a few different styles, and you can pick whichever color that you want in. So make sure you stop by DailyDoseSports.com every week. Hey, today on The Dose, we are going to be joined by our esteemed panel of NFL experts. We're going to be breaking down those NFL playoffs, and you know, we just might have a few other things in store for you this week as well. In fact, we have so much to get to, we need to jump in right now. Joining us this week on the Daily Dose, we are bringing back our esteemed panel, our esteemed NFL panel, to preview the NFL playoffs that will begin this weekend. We're going to see if we can figure out how these are all going to play out. First up, we have Big Rob sitting president of the Daily Dose iTeam. Rob, welcome back to the Daily Dose. Your Eagles are the number two seed, and hey, they're pretty dangerous. You got to be feeling good about that.
Yes, feel good about it. Hopefully Hurts finally gets out of concussion protocol. Yeah. But as long as that happens, I like our chances.
Yeah, I do too. I think you're going to be very, very strong. Mike from Castle Rock is here. Mike, welcome back. The Denver Broncos are back in the playoffs for the first time in like a decade. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I was clean shaven last time they were in the playoffs. So yeah. It's been a minute. But yeah, since Peyton Manning. So that tells you how long ago it's been.
It has been a long time. Finally, we have our savvy veteran, Icy Slicy, or as you know him, Larry from Centennial joining us. Larry, good news. The Denver Broncos are in the playoffs. Also, national powerhouse Denver University hockey got beat by a club team from UNLV. Larry, are you okay?
I'll be okay. Yes, I'll be okay.
I want to make sure you're okay. Because that was tough. That was, I know that one stung a little bit.
We'll make it through. All right. It's how you finish, right?
Always. Yeah. Yeah. Mike and Larry, were you both at the game on Sunday that the Broncos beat the Chiefs? And we're not going to say beat the JV. We're just going to say beat the Chiefs. Were you there?
It's the same name on the helmet, right? I mean, yes. You know, it's not on the back of the jersey, but
don't worry about that.
I actually was not. I had another obligation, but okay. I missed that scrimmage.
Yeah. Mike had a warm fire. I was there and it was fantastic and it doesn't matter.
No, you're right.
It was goose egg on the scoreboard for Casey, so it was excellent. Yes.
Hey, you can say it's the JV. Well, they beat you like the JV, so I don't feel bad one single bit. That's on them. They chose to go that route. Were they trying to avoid Cincinnati?
I don't know, but I guess we could look at that. Gentlemen, we are going to get over to those NFL playoffs. They begin this weekend. But of course, first up, the college football playoff will continue tomorrow night. I want to get a few thoughts on what we've seen so far and what we might see going forward. First off, we saw the top four seeds all get bye weeks and then all get beat. Rob, did the bye week screw these teams, or was it the fact that the committee screwed this up to begin with? Why did this go so badly?
I mean, we've talked about it before. I think the seeding was a big problem. And then I think it's just a bit of an overreaction. They all did lose, but I mean, you can make the argument two of those teams probably shouldn't have had a bye in the first place. So just a bad coincidence, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So Texas is now the lone SEC team remaining. And if we're being honest, they also look like the most vulnerable team remaining based on what we've seen so far. Mike, is this a fluke season, or has the rest of the nation caught that powerful SEC because now we can all pay players openly too?
I think the field's been leveled a bit. The playing field's been leveled a little bit. The pay to play is working. In years past, if this was BCS, right, the number one and number two seed would have played for the championship, and they didn't even make it to the second round or third round, right? So, I mean, but like Rob said, the seeding was probably messed up. I don't know if they're going to tweak that or not. The first round of games were awful. Second round were good, but that's where all the upsets happened. So, I don't know. But I do think the playing field has been leveled. I absolutely do.
It's going to be very interesting to see how it is going forward. I know we're kind of taking a big helping of what we think is going to happen based off this, you know, kind of small sample size, but we'll see how it is going forward. Let's jump into the two final games that are coming beginning tomorrow night.
I don't get to answer a college football question.
I'm teeing one up for you right now. and Larry, it's a big one.
Silver platter.
Tomorrow night, we have the Jeffrey Epstein Bowl. When Penn State and the Fighting Sanduskies take on Notre Dame and that Catholic Church, Larry, we know kids don't want to be caught dead in either one of these locker rooms, but which team is going to have their way with the other tomorrow night?
I am not qualified to answer any college football questions.
Icy slicey.
I don't know. So I'll take Notre Dame.
Okay. Larry goes Notre Dame. We'll just go around the horn here. Mike, who do you have? Penn State versus Notre Dame. What do you have? Who is worse? What is worse?
I'm going to go white helmet and say Penn State.
Okay, we'll go Penn State. And Rob, finish this thing off. I know you actually pay attention to college football. What do you got? Penn State, Notre Dame. Who's coming out on top in the Epstein Bowl?
I think it's going to be a close one, but give me Notre Dame.
Yeah. I picked Notre Dame back when we did our preview. I'll stick with Notre Dame. I'm not sure I believe it, but I think Notre Dame's a little bit better up front. I think that's going to be an interesting game, though. Moving on to Friday, we have a battle for the most obnoxious fan base in the country when the Texas Longhorns take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Rob, Ohio State kind of looks like they've righted the ship. They look like the most powerful team remaining right now, but is there any truth to the rumor that Texas will be taking the field wearing Michigan gear? Who do you like in that second game? I believe that is the Cotton Bowl.
I'm going to have to go Ohio State. Hate to say it. I'm just a little worried about Texas on the offensive side of the ball.
Quinn Ewers doesn't look very good, does he?
Now, sometimes, like I said, he's off and on. And, I think Sark's going to have to make that choice in the second half. Does he bring in Arch or ride it out with Ewers? So we'll see. But, yeah, I'm gonna go Ohio State.
All right, Larry, Ohio State, Texas. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with, because I think Rob knows what he's talking about. Yeah, I'm going to go with Ohio State.
Okay, yes. That's fair enough. Mike, Ohio State, Texas, got anything different?
Not really. I like Texas defense, right?
But I think Ohio State's
more consistent across the board. I think Ohio State takes it.
Yeah, I picked Texas Notre Dame in the championship, not because I had faith in either team, because I literally told Rob, I don't have, but the matchups that they got, it was kind of a cakewalk for both of them. I'll stick with Texas so I can claim I'm right, but I don't feel good about it. I think Ohio State absolutely wins that game. And I think Ohio State right now looks like the best team in the field. I think they go on to win the whole thing anybody going outside of Ohio State to win the whole thing? Yeah, it's Buckeyes all the way around. Look, I am a bumpkin from Colorado. I don't know anything. But they've got to reformat these playoff seedings and tell me if this is insane. Mike, wouldn't it make more sense just to have Las Vegas seed the teams 1 through 12 when we play it off? I know that's crazy, but wouldn't that make more sense than anything they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, the automatic seeding for winning a conference kind of doesn't make sense. It's similar to the 14-3 Vikings playing right. a road game coming up here. So I don't like it. You know, you could win your conference and be a three loss team, right? So yes. it's I don't like it.
I don't either.
It's the first year of it, you know, maybe they'll go yeah. through some bumps. Are they too stubborn to change it this quickly? I don't know, but we'll see what happens.
Well, and I think they've got two more years where the major parts have to stay the same, but I think they could change some of the formatting stuff immediately. And I kind of expect them to do that. We'll see. The NCAA isn't exactly known for making the wisest choices. Okay, let's jump into those NFL playoffs. And we have had another fun, another exciting season, and we've had a number of interesting storylines. But one that we're going to get to in just a moment is that tight and competitive race for that MVP award. Only two quarterbacks in NFL history have 3,500 or more passing yards, 500 or more rushing yards, and under 10 turnovers. And we have them both this year in Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson and Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. There are a few other guys that can easily be in the conversation. Again, we're going to get to those in a moment. But Larry, it sounds overly simplistic, but if you want to have success in the NFL, get a good quarterback and you're probably going to have a better shot, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. There's you know, a couple things you need. You need a good owner, right? Mm-hmm. You need a great coach, and you need a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I don't know any teams that we've seen it in Denver, man, you know, just struggling with bad quarterback play. You are not going to go very far without it.
No, you're not. And you've seen some teams this year, their quarterback play was a little worse than expected. Their season has just gone to nothing. Teams that a little more than expected, hey, they're playoff teams. It's not a coincidence. It probably is the most important position in all of sports. It just is. Another interesting storyline, though, has been the promising play of rookie quarterbacks. Washington's Jaden Daniels, Denver's Bo Nix, New England's Drake May, Atlanta's Michael Penix, and yes, even Chicago's Caleb Williams. They've all shown flashes of being franchise type quarterbacks this season. Rob, did the NFL finally hit the jackpot on a quarterback class?
I think so. And a lot of that is just because, you know, older quarterbacks have more yeah. playing time. So it's not, you know, the typical one and done. They've got a lot of reps in. So I think that's probably the biggest, you know, biggest piece of it.
I would agree with that because we don't have 21-year-old guy. We got 25, 26-year-old. They're grown men and they look like it. They act like it. It looks like they kind of know what they're doing moving forward. Not quite as many coaching vacancies this season as maybe we've seen in past years. Of course, the Chicago Bears did fire Matt Eberflus. The New York Jets fired Robert Saleh. The New Orleans Saints fired Dennis Allen. Those were all during the season. Now, the New England Patriots have fired Jared Mayo. The Jacksonville Jaguars have let Doug Peterson go. And for some reason, unbeknownst to anyone, the Chicago Bears are asking if they can interview Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy, which he hasn't even been fired yet. I don't know why you'd want him. Whatever. Mike, what's the best job out there? Is there a good job out there?
Well, that's tough because, I mean, a lot of it has to do with ownership, right? I mean,
yes.
You just said that McCarthy hasn't been fired yet, but he's not on a contract after this year.
No.
So they don't need to fire him, right?
You're right.
They just say you're not going to be renewed. So
we just we'll let you leave. Yeah.
I mean, Chicago might be just because you got a lot of young talent. You got a lot of talent there, right? A promising young quarterback, tons of offensive talent. There's just a lot of poor coaching decisions throughout the year that clearly showed itself and you know, it resulted in him getting fired. So that may actually be a pretty good situation to go into.
Yeah, I would lean that way. My only like drawback is it's the Chicago Bears. And we know how that goes. Rob, you got a better job out of the ones that are available out here?
No, I would agree. Yeah, Chicago, just based on, you know, young quarterback that shows some talent and, you know, enough surrounding pieces there that, you know, a coach could come in and, you know, work some magic. So probably yeah. The Bears.
Larry, any other team out there that you look at? Jacksonville is one that is interesting to me, although I won't say it's a good job, but the owner kind of gives you a bunch of money at least, doesn't he? I don't know. Is there a better job out there?
Yeah, if I was a coach, I'd be looking at what the owner allows me to do as a head coach, right? The talent, if I can pick the talent, then I can go grab talented players through the draft. If the owner's going to be meddling, then that's a problem. So, and I don't know that ownership in Chicago or a couple of these other places is really all in, right? I would look at kind of like the Patriots as being a decent job. I mean, the owner has proven that he wants to win. Of course, those titles came with a good coach and a good quarterback. So, kind of some of those pieces we talked about before, but. Yeah, I think, you know, from an ownership perspective, if I'm a head coach and I'm looking for a job, that'd be one I'd be looking at.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a very interesting job there. And we know that he has been supportive. We know that Robert Kraft is going to go out there and give you the tools necessary, and he'll probably spring for a massage here and there. Fellas, we're going to get to those NFL playoffs here in just a second. But before we drill down on those games, let's hand out a couple of quick awards. Larry, who's getting your offensive rookie of the year right now?
Yeah, I think it's Daniels, Jane Daniels. I mean, you know, he's shown a lot of flashes of great play, and I think he's set himself apart from other rookies on the offensive side of the ball. Struggled a little bit, you know, but that's to be expected. But I think he has proven that through the course of the season. I doubt he'd be my pick.
Yeah, he would be my pick as well. 25 touchdowns. Who saw Washington going 12-5 this year? Like, I'm still stunned. But he did it. He stayed healthy. I give him a ton of credit. Anybody got anyone different than Jaden Daniels winning that award? Yeah, I mean, the only other one you could put in there would be Bo Nix, and I think Daniels has just edged him out right at the end. But Bo Nix is
had a
great
game against. I think that game against Philly locked it in for him.
I do too. Yeah, that was it. That was the one. And you know, even the game, you know, the last couple of weeks, the game against Atlanta, finding a way when you weren't really playing, it didn't look like their best football, but found a way to win. I give Jaden Daniels a ton of credit. Okay, not quite as many candidates for defensive rookie of the year. Rob, do you have a defensive rookie of the year? Because if you don't, I do. But there's not a whole lot to choose from.
No, Jared Verse is the only one that comes to mind for the Rams. Yeah, not a whole lot out there though. But that would be my
not
pick.
A real deep defensive rookie class that you'd look at and say, hey, there's some, you know, really really great. Jared Verse is probably the guy, and it's kind of by default. Okay. Let's dive into Wild Card Weekend as games will be kicking off beginning on Saturday. And let's start in the AFC where, once again, those Kansas City Chiefs are the top seed. They have a 15-2 record. And yet this team and their success feels a little more precarious this year than it has over the past few. The Chiefs are winning. They've also had some very fortunate bounces. Can they keep it up in the postseason? Mike, are the Chiefs actually vulnerable, or is this kind of wishful thinking?
I think they are. They did start to put a few pieces together towards the tail end there a little bit. It's going to be interesting to see what realistically 2 weeks off is going to do to them, because nobody played this last weekend. So they've just been, and we kind of said this in the midseason review too, is there have been too many scenarios that it was a freak play, something. The stars lined with Uranus, whatever it is. Yes. You know, so many games this year that they won on a hope and a prayer. And certain things that just, you can't go through the playoffs like that. I just, I think they're going to stumble this year.
Well, and I always feel like those little goofy plays, like, you don't they usually even out? Like, eventually they even out. And when they do, here's my biggest concern for KC. That offensive line is not very good. Those tackles are not very good. They keep getting dinged, and then they bring in the other guy, and he's not that good, and they bring the – I don't know. We actually might see Kansas City slip. We'll see if it actually happens.
Regardless of who they bring in, the right tackle always false starts. So that's
that is 1,000,000% true. I don't get it.
And it's never called.
It's never called. I don't get it. When did a false start just become like traveling optional? In the NBA? Yeah, yeah. I don't understand it. They don't call it. Okay. I'm going to say it. I'm going to go old man, get off my lawn. But you also can't drag ball carriers down the field. You can push. I don't even like that. You can't grab them. Man, I'm watching that Arizona State game against Texas. They picked up that doggone running back and just carried him into the end zone and cheer. When did this start? I don't. All right, I'm done. Moving forward. All right. The Buffalo Bills are the number two seed. They will be hosting our number 7 seed Denver Broncos, who are back in the postseason for the first time in nearly a decade. Of course, the Bills have that potent offense. They are averaging nearly 31 points a game behind their quarterback and MVP candidate, Josh Allen. Hey, the Broncos have a solid defense, although sometimes they're a little overly aggressive. They can give up big plays. Rookie Bo Nix has been impressive, but he doesn't have that much offensive help around him. Larry, any chance that the Bills will play their JV this week? Because I really enjoyed it this past week.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
Yes.
I think this game is going to be a little closer than people think. Okay. I think people will expect a blowout. But I don't think the Bills will play. It can play that way against the Bronco defense. So, you know, hold out that way. And the Broncos can contain Allen and keep those third and longs from him running for first downs. Yep. Then it's a tighter game. But the Buffalo Bills should win. They're a better overall team. I would see the Buffalo Bills winning that.
I would agree with that, and I agree with exactly the way you lined it up. I think you've got to get off the field on third downs as the Bronco defense, and I don't know if they can do it enough. You got to stop that run, and you got to keep him, like you said, from just running crazy on you. Anybody have Denver pulling an upset this weekend? Okay, that makes me feel better because that means there's a chance. All right. The number 3 seed belongs to those Baltimore Ravens. They will be hosting their division rival, the number 6 Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, the Ravens are talented enough to go to the Super Bowl and win it. They really are. With MVP candidate Lamar Jackson and running back Derrick Henry, this is a tough rushing the ball offense for sure. But they don't have a ton of wide receiver options, and Zay Flowers is a little banged up. That defense is not always trustworthy. They will be hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, who started the season, think about this, 8-2. They have now lost 4 games in a row, and it feels like their Super Bowl hopes are fading faster than the case for Russ to get into the Hall of Fame. Rob, which of these quarterbacks is going to disappoint their fans the most this weekend?
It's got to be Russ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go in Ravens here. Just offensive side of the ball for the Steelers. You know, the defense is going to keep them in it, but I just don't think they can put up enough points to hang with the Ravens, even if Lamar is, you know, shaky as he sometimes is in the playoffs between him and Henry. I think they have enough, and Steelers just won't be able to score, I don't think.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. Here's a question. We haven't discussed this. Going around the horn real quick. Rob, is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer?
Oh, I'm going to say no.
Okay. Was he before he left Seattle?
Probably. Yeah, okay. I don't think the last few years. I think they might have hurt him a little bit.
He played his way out, right? Larry, is Russ a Hall of Famer?
No, he's not a Hall of Famer. And I don't think he really was when he left Seattle either. Okay. He was a good quarterback, right?
Yeah.
But we can't put everybody in the Hall of Fame who has a Super Bowl ring necessarily.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Mike, Hall of Famer for Russ?
Hall of very good, maybe. Yeah. Hall of Fame, no. I think he was not a lock, but on his way.
He was on the edge. He was on the edge.
Right. But the years in Denver and the last quarter of the season in Pittsburgh have just shown his true color. So no,
crazy too though. How does he get a pass for that Super Bowl play? Because we don't really blame him. We kind of blame Pete Carroll. We're like, Pete, you're an idiot. He threw it. Okay. We'll move on. Does anybody have Pittsburgh pulling the upset this weekend? Everyone is going Baltimore. I'm going Baltimore as well. Our final AFC game this weekend will feature the number 4 Houston Texans and the number 5 Los Angeles Chargers. Hey, the Texans had some high expectations going into this season. They have not lived up to them fully. Quarterback CJ Stroud has been really inconsistent. This team has really benefited, though, from playing in a really soft division. The Los Angeles Chargers, meanwhile, are trying to buck that Charger tradition of losing dumb. Jim Harbaugh has changed this team from more of a finesse team that finds dumb ways to lose to like a tough team. They play physical football. They've worked at minimizing their mistakes. Mike, both of these franchises have a history of letting their fans down. Who crushes their fans on Sunday or Saturday?
I think the Texans lose at home. I think the Chargers go in there and beat them. I think they're just a more solid team, better quarterback play. The injuries on the offensive side of the ball for Houston really hurt. I like the defense of the Chargers and the coaching of the Chargers. I think Chargers might win handily.
I do too, and I don't like the way Houston has gone down the stretch. You mentioned, you know, their top two wide receivers are out. CJ Stroud looks really, really lost. I don't like the way that team looks. Rob, who do you have, Chargers, Texans?
I've got Chargers as well. I don't think they'll run away with it, but like I said, that defense, I think, keeps them in the game, and they get enough offense between Herbert and McConkey to put them over the top.
Okay. Larry, you got anything different?
No, not really. I think the Chargers win. I think the depleted receiving core for Houston means something in the playoffs. Like, you got to have your weapons, right, when you're in the playoffs. So I think Chargers win. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so far, we're going like 3 for 3 on picks, and we all agree Kansas City is a little shaky right now. Let's move over to the NFC, where the Detroit Lions are the top seed in that conference. And like the Chiefs, while they have the best record, there are some concerns. The Lions have lost a ton of people to injury. They are not the team they were, and yet they keep winning. That offense is so dangerous, but at some point, you'd think they'd feel these injuries a little bit. Larry, can the Lions overcome their injuries and Dan Campbell's dumb fourth down, you know, decisions? Is that going to happen?
Yeah, I think they can, especially this next weekend. So
They should get by the bye week.
They get by the bye week, they're going to be in good shape. Yeah, they've got some holes. They've got a ton of injuries, like you said. But I think they're a better team than they were last year. They can score, boy. You know, and I don't care about the injuries on the. I mean, I care, but they're figuring out a way to play hard no matter what. So
No, they're a team that totally epitomizes their head coach. They're tough. They don't care. Sometimes they do dumb things. It's exactly who he is, and that's who they are. But, hey, Detroit is no joke. Moving on, the Philadelphia Eagles are the number 2 seed. There are times they look like a true Super Bowl contender, but they do need to get healthy. Like Rob said at the top, quarterback Jalen Hurts has been resting a little bit. But hey, running back Saquon Barkley, he is a legit MVP type of player. The Eagles are just so good in the trenches on both sides of the ball. They could win the whole thing. They will now host the Green Bay Packers, a team that also had high expectations going into the year, but they struggled a little bit at times. When running back Josh Jacobs is effective, then Jordan Love and this offense look really, really tough. When he isn't, sometimes Love forces passes, gets himself into trouble. Love got a little banged up in week 18. They lost wide receiver Christian Watkins. Rob, you are our resident Eagles fan. How bad are you going to destroy the Packers this weekend?
Not even close. Not even close.
All right. All right.
No, a little worried because we start slow traditionally. And, you know, like you mentioned, Hurts hasn't played in a couple weeks now. And like I said, start slow all season. So, again, I think we'll start slow again, but eventually we'll pull it out and take control. So give it to Birds.
I think this is an interesting game, but I'm going Eagles as well. And I think it's going to be kind of like Rob said, maybe start a little slow and then they kind of get going and they start beating you out up front. Mike, what do you have? Eagles, Packers, who do you got?
Yeah, Eagles. They're just too strong on both sides of the ball. Packers are young, a talented team. I just don't think they can match up well enough.
Okay. Larry, Eagles, Packers, anything different?
No, not really. Just a lot of, you know, putting a lot of faith in the fact that the Eagles perform the way they're capable of. You know, the injury to Hurts, if he's okay. I do think that the Green Bay will play a little bit better, you know, than I think people are thinking they will. But, yeah, I mean, I still have to go with the Eagles mostly because of past history. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough. Yeah, I would agree with that. They've been there. That is not always the case for Green Bay. They're younger. They're less experienced. They have not been in the kind of games that Philadelphia has had. I would agree with that. Moving forward, I can't believe I'm saying this. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the number three seed because of geography, I guess. And they will be hosting the number six Washington Commanders. Tampa finished the season 10-7 with a really, really soft schedule. They'll get a home game. Whatever. The Tampa offense under Baker Mayfield can be dangerous. I don't trust that defense. And I don't always trust Baker Mayfield. The Commanders might be the biggest surprise in the league. They go from 4-13 to 12-5 under Jaden Daniels. Hey, that Washington defense is better than I expected. But this team doesn't have a lot of big game experience. Mike, which of these teams is the least fake?
Oh, that's tough. But like you said, yeah, the big game experience is a big factor. I mean, the Bucs were just in the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Yep.
Still got a lot of veterans on from there. Baker Mayfield's been around for a while. You know, not a rookie. He apparently has pulled it together down there. So one of the handful of reclamation projects that are good stories this year. But I don't know. It's. I'm slightly leaning towards Tampa just because of the more experience.
Okay. Mike's going to take Tampa. Larry, what about you? Commanders, Buccaneers, who do you have?
I'm going feel good Commanders.
Okay.
This is all new to them, but I think that there's enough excitement there. I like Daniels. I think they're going to go in playing with house money and just, you know, having fun. So I'm going to take the Commanders over the
Bucks. Sometimes being young and dumb means you don't know you're not supposed to win. That's not always a bad thing. Rob, who do you have? Commanders, Buccaneers?
I'm going to go Bucks. I think this is probably game of the weekend too. I've got it a full shootout here. Worried about the Commanders stopping the run. I think Bucky Irvin goes wild this game. But yeah, full shootout. Washington has a chance to win it at the end, but this time Jaden can't pull through. So yeah, Bucks in a shootout.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go Washington in a tight one. I'm not going to feel great about it because Bucky scares me. That kid runs hard every single time he touches the ball. Yeah, I could see this being a really entertaining game, though. 31-27 kind of game. I think this is going to be a fun game. I'll go Washington. I won't feel great about it, especially on the road. With that inexperience, I'm not going to feel real confident. We finish up Wild Card Weekend with the number four Los Angeles Rams hosting the number five Minnesota Vikings in what might be another game that I'm really looking forward to. The Rams at times feel like a total mess. They kind of hang on for dear life, and then quarterback Matt Stafford wins the game for them in the end. They have some really good receivers. Head coach Sean McVay is so good at designing plays to get those receivers open. The Rams will host maybe the other most surprising team in the league, and that is the 14-3 Minnesota Vikings. Quarterback Sam Darnold has played so well all year. Running back Aaron Jones can carry this team, and Minnesota has one of the best wide receiving corps in the league. Hey, the Vikings are dangerous. Larry, the Vikings have looked tough all year, but there are times Sam Darnold kind of looks like New York Jet Sam Darnold what's going to happen? This is a Monday night game. Hey, can Darnold prove to be better than his predecessor in prime time? Because we know what Kirk Cousins did when he got on those stages.
Yeah, all things that you just said are true. I'm taking the Vikings. Okay. I think they have a better team. I know the narrative around Darnold, you know, and his past experience, but he's proven he's you know, on the upper echelon of quarterbacks. I think the team's too strong. I think they will win this game. McVay scares me. He's a great coach.
Yeah.
But I just don't think the Rams have enough to compete with the Vikings.
Fair enough. I'm leaning the same way you are. I would go Vikings on the road as well. Mikey, do you have Vikings Rams?
Well, you say on the road, but it's Los Angeles, so
you're right. No, that's fair.
Vikings fans there, so. I'm in agreement. I think Minnesota's just too talented. Surprise team of the year for me, and I think they go in there and win.
Rob, got anything different?
Yeah, I'm going to go Rams here. I know the Vikings looked bad last weekend, but McVay got a teacher in the student situation. O'Connell, you know, came from the McVay coaching tree, and I just think healthy Stafford, healthy Puka, Cooper Kupp, and Williams running back, I just think it's a tight game, and I think at the end of the day, that offense gets them over. So another good game, but give me the Rams.
Okay. All right. We are going to fast forward. We're going to just move this all forward. We know what we picked was right, so we don't have to worry about that. Moving up to the divisional round in the AFC, I am going to have the Los Angeles Chargers facing the Kansas City Chiefs in the divisional round. I think it's tight. I think the Chiefs will advance because the Chargers just can't beat Kansas City. They're good. They're tough. They're better. I just can't see them beating Kansas City. I think everyone on the panel has Chargers versus Chiefs, right?
Yes.
Mike, who do you have winning in that game?
Upset alert. Chargers okay. Going to win.
All right. Mike goes Chargers. All right. Mike has Chargers advancing. Larry, Chargers versus Chiefs. Who do you have?
I thought I was going to be the only one.
Really?
I got the surprise of the weekend there, Chargers.
Rob, you going to go 3 for 3 here? What do you have?
I am not. Give me the Chiefs. Chargers struggle with the good teams over 500. Yeah, so give me the Chiefs. Luck it out.
That's fair. Let's stay in the AFC, where I believe, once again, we all have Baltimore versus Buffalo. Is that right? Everybody has Baltimore versus Buffalo? All right, Rob, we'll start with you. Baltimore or Buffalo, who is coming out on top?
Give me the Ravens. Give me the Ravens. I think we have a close game, but just overall, both sides of the ball, Ravens do it. Can't stop Henry in the second half. So give me Baltimore.
Okay. Mike, Baltimore, Buffalo. Should be a very entertaining game.
I've got Baltimore going into Buffalo and winning. I do, yeah.
All right. Larry, finish this off. Baltimore or Buffalo?
Bills. I think Bills. Baltimore was really happy they beat the Steelers and forget about what's going on. I got Bills.
I've got Bills as well. You'll remember they did face each other in week 4 and Baltimore whooped them pretty good, like 35-10. I think this is a solid rematch at home for Buffalo. So I have Chiefs versus Bills advancing to the championship. Move over to the NFC. I've got Washington versus Detroit, and I have Detroit. Detroit wins this, and I think easily. I don't think Washington, they're completely out of their element on this one. Mike, who do you have over on the divisional side first game?
Well, I had the Bucks, so my matchup would be the Lions versus the Vikings. And I think the Lions beat them.
All right. Lions, Vikings, Lions advance. Larry, who do you have on yours? You have
I've got Lions, Commanders, and I'm taking Lions. Yeah.
Lions. Okay.
Too much. Yep.
Yep. I would agree with that. Rob, finish this one off. Who do you have in that first game on the NFC side?
Yeah, I've got Lions and Rams. Rams come beat up. And so give me Lions advancing.
Everyone has got Lions advancing, at least to the championship game. Moving over to that other game, I've got the Minnesota Vikings going to Philly to take on the Eagles after they, you know, because Minnesota went to LA, they get a tough win. I just don't think they can hang up front. I think Philly is just too physical. I think they push them around. I will take the Eagles to advance. Rob, who is your second game in the NFC?
For me, it's Eagles-Bucks. Eagles get it right this time. We're rolling. Give me Eagles.
All right. Larry, what is your second game in the NFC?
So I've got Eagles, Vikings, and I am taking the Vikings.
You're going Vikings to beat the Eagles. I like it.
Like it.
Larry goes Vikings. All right. And Mike, finish this one off. Who's your second game in the NFC?
Yeah, I've got Tampa and Philly, and I'm going Philly.
All right. Wow. Got some interesting picks going here. Okay. We're going to advance and move forward to our championship game. And in the AFC, I've got the Buffalo Bills going to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. I think this actually might be a very fun game. I think this could be a little bit of a shootout. I think the Chiefs are going to have to find some offense to keep pace with Buffalo, but I will take the Chiefs at home to advance to Super Bowl 59. We'll start with Larry. Larry, who do you have in the AFC? Who's going on to the Super Bowl?
I've got the Chargers going to Buffalo, and I've got Buffalo winning.
All right. Larry goes Bills going to the Super Bowl. All right, Rob, over in the AFC, you've got as a championship game the Ravens and the Chiefs, I believe?
Yes, Ravens and the Chiefs. Ravens avenged the loss from earlier this season. Ravens going to the Super Bowl.
Ooh. All right, we've got Ravens, we've got Bills. Moving over to Mike. Mike, you have the Chiefs and the Ravens as well, I believe.
Right? I have the Chargers and the Ravens.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You have Chargers and Ravens. That's right. Well, the Ravens are at home.
Ravens are at home, and they advance to the Super Bowl.
So we have got one Chiefs here. We've got Bills for Larry, and we've got Ravens with Mike and Rob. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. We move over to the NFC. I've got the Philadelphia Eagles going to Detroit, which I think is what everyone except for Larry has. I have Detroit outscoring the Eagles and going to their first ever Super Bowl in history. Can't even believe I'm saying it. I've got Detroit going on. Rob, they're your Eagles going to Detroit. Who do you have?
They are. Give me the Eagles. This is the game where the injuries catch up with them and the bad fourth down calls.
It could happen.
Eagles advance.
Okay. Go to Larry. Larry, I believe you've got Lions and Vikings. Is that correct?
I do. All right. Black and blue. Yep. Yeah. I've got the Vikings in Detroit, and I'll take Detroit.
Detroit moving on. And we finish off with Mike, who I believe also has Detroit and Philadelphia.
Yeah, and I hope that's the game because, wow, what a game that's going to be.
That would be fun.
But I have Detroit. I've had Detroit in the Super Bowl from the beginning. I'm sticking with it.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to this. We're gonna shelf that for just a minute. We're going to come back to Super Bowl 59, which will be in New Orleans. But before that, let's get over to our most valuable player. We've talked about it. We've discussed some of the players that are out there. Mike, you've got to hand out your most valuable player. Who are you giving it to?
In the closest vote ever, I think it's Lamar again. He just edges out Allen. It's a better year than his last MVP. It's remarkable what he's doing. It will probably be the most deserving second place finisher ever. It's crazy what these two guys are doing.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Larry, who do you have? Who's your MVP of the league this year?
It's such a tough call this year. I'm taking Allen. I'm looking at it from the perspective of what does he have around him. Yeah. And where they're at as a team. And I think he means more, has been a more valuable player to the Buffalo Bills than Lamar has, you know, by this much, very little.
Yeah.
Edges Lamar out in my book.
Okay. Rob, finish this off. Who's your MVP?
It could go to either of them. Me personally, I would give it to Lamar. Same thing Mike said, just his numbers and everything over the course is actually better than last season. I'm going to go Lamar.
Yeah, I am too. I would go Lamar as well. And having said that, I fully believe it'll be Josh Allen's because the media is lazy. Okay, moving over to coach of the year. And Rob, I'll start with you. Who is your coach of the year? There's a number of candidates out there. Who would you give it to, though?
Me, Kevin O'Connell, Vikings. Yeah. Just the season they had with Sam Darnold, you know, outstanding. So for me, Kevin O'Connell.
Okay, fair enough. Mike, who is your coach of the year?
Boy, you know, you talk about both these awards being incredibly close.
Oh, yeah.
I think O'Connell barely gets more votes than Dan Quinn. What Dan Quinn did is amazing. Okay. Yeah. You talk about the expectations being next to nothing. But I think O'Connell gets it.
Okay. All right. Larry, finish this off. Who is your coach of the year?
I'm going to be a homer. I'm going to go Sean Payton. I think
he's not a bad done, pick.
A lot with not much, a lot of doubters, right? In his pick at quarterback. The Vegas over and under was 5.5. He's doubled that. He'd be a great pick, I think, for coach of the year.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, the Chiefs rested there. Like you said, they're supposed to win 5 games this year. They weren't supposed to be in the playoffs. You look at that team against most every team they face, and you'd say, I would pick the other team's players. They don't have that many good players. So, right. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I'd probably give mine to Dan Campbell because of all the injuries and because of the fact they just keep winning and winning and winning and winning. I know they were expected to win. Sometimes that's even harder to do when you are expected to win. I would probably go Campbell. And it hurts me to say this. I would give a nod to friggin' Jim Harbaugh because the Chargers are terrible every year. And he somehow made them tough. And he did it in such a short amount of time. I don't know that there's a wrong answer to throw out here unless you said Mike McCarthy. Okay, this is where we get serious. We are moving on now. Super Bowl 59, February 9th in New Orleans. Now, I realize it's not even January 9th yet. It doesn't matter to this esteemed panel. They just look into the crystal ball and say, hey, here's what's going to happen. We do it every year. We're going to do it again this year. Larry, I'm going to serve this up to you. Super Bowl 59, you have got Bills versus Lions. Someone is going to win that has never won before. And I got to be honest, when it gets down to it, if this is a matchup, I'm getting down in the bomb shelter. I'm getting safe. I'm hiding because the world might be coming to an end if one of these teams wins the whole thing. Who is your pick to win that big game?
Hide the women and children in Detroit. Detroit will win.
Oh, wow.
Sad, oh, wow. Sad Buffalo Bill space. Sorry. Yes.
Oh, wow. Larry goes Lions to win it all. I love it. I love it. All right. We will move over to Rob. Rob, you have got the Philadelphia Eagles facing the Baltimore Ravens. Is that your pick to start the year?
No, Eagles replaced the Lions.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You're in the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Who's coming out on top in Super Bowl 59?
Same pick. I've been picked them, I think, last time. So I'm going to actually stick with the Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
All right. Lamar Jackson finally gets that big, huge back off his back and gets to say, hey, I finally won a Super Bowl. What can you say now? Finally gets the win. That would be huge. Mike, who do you have? Super Bowl 59, you are going Baltimore versus Detroit?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's coming out of that? I think it's Detroit's year. Been on that call since the beginning, and I'm sticking with it. I've altered a little bit in the AFC, not much, but I think it's Detroit's year.
All right. I have got the final pick here. And I have, and I've had it since the beginning, I've had Kansas City versus Detroit. And I think, personally, this is where the Chiefs run into their worst nightmare. Because they face an offense that they've got to try to keep pace with. And that hasn't been their strength this year. As many weapons as they have had a hard time putting up scores. Fortunately, the refs ban the Lions from blocking and allow Kansas City to start plays 5 seconds early every single play. However, final drive, Lions drive for the game-winning score. Unfortunately, the refs award those points to Kansas City. Chiefs win. Chiefs are your three-peat winners. You heard it here first. Kansas City is going for three, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. I got news for all you guys. Too bad. They're handing it to the Chiefs, and there's nothing anybody can do or say about it. It's just how it's going to be. It's been all year.
You're just doing that so you'll be wrong, and then you'll be right.
Hey, I said the Chiefs would go undefeated back in
August. He did say undefeated. Yep.
And they almost did it. Almost did it. And they also almost went 9-8. All right. We have now gone through, we've laid out the playoffs, how they're going to play out. Everybody knows now. We've even laid out the college football playoffs. I mean, my goodness, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck this week on the dose. Finishing this off, Mike, any final thoughts? We get ready for the playoffs. I can't wait for them. We've been waiting for them all year. Having said that, I'm kind of sad because it means it's all ending. But what are your final thoughts today as we get ready for these NFL playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, the NFL comes through again, right? I mean, I don't know how many years in a row it's been, but four new teams make it to the playoffs every year. And, you know, it's just, I guess you could expect that a little bit more with the expanded format the last couple of years. But I love it. You know, the top stays consistent, but, you know, you get these other teams that are finally getting some life or back to life, like the Broncos. I mean, Detroit being good, I love it. Bills have a shot to get off the schneid and going 1-4 in the Super Bowl. So it's always a fun time. I love it. I hate the fact that there's another game streaming this weekend, but whatever. Yep. Get over it.
I understand completely. Rob, any final thoughts for us as we get ready for this playoff run?
No, just looking forward to it. Like I said, I think it's a legit 5-6 teams that could win it all.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, playoffs are great. So yeah, just can't wait.
Looking forward to it as usual. All right, Larry, the savvy veteran, what do you have for us, Icy Slicey?
I just, like, mark your calendars, right? It's exactly what we said. The NFL delivers. We got some new blood in the playoffs. And through the course of the year, there wasn't a ton of, like, controversy, you know?
Yeah.
Just some really good play, some great quarterback play. It's just been fun. So I think the playoffs are going to, you know, be the same way.
Looking forward. I hope so. I hope we get really entertaining games. I hope we get really fun games. And you make a great point. I hope we don't have the controversy. I hope we don't have, you know, that horrible call that they missed. And when the Chiefs, you know, get awarded points they didn't really score, just get like, hey, we're just going to do a do-over. It's what we always do. I hope we don't get that, because that stings a little bit. That makes it a little tougher. But I, you know, am going to look forward to these playoffs. I think it's going to be very, very fun. Is it a little more fun that we have, you know, a dog in the hunt finally? Yeah, and the dog will probably get hit by a bus, but we're going to enjoy it while we can, because we can. Gentlemen, I would like to thank you all for all the contributions that you make to the Daily Dose. You come in, talk NFL, we can talk a little bit of anything, but thank you guys for coming in. We always appreciate when we get you in here.
Hey, next week on The Dose, we will be recapping all of the amazing things going on in sports right now, from the college football playoff games to the NFL playoff games, to anything else that might come up in the world of sports. So make sure you check out The Dose next week, and make sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to each member of our illustrious panel for their contributions to The Daily Dose. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to The Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. But most of all, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody.